coming from the thing I knew as love.
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the facts on who you are because you're watching that garbage.
Hey, it's Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rob Gellis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The Jazz Disturbance features jazz and other improvised music. Tune in on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wave Farm radio app on your smartphone. Playlists are posted at facebook.com/CKDisturbance.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1979 Volume 2 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin in to finish the last dance of the 1970s. We'll be hearing from Moon Martin, Pink Lady, and Barbara Mandrell today, along with covers of that year's classics by The Carpenters, Letters to Cleo, and more. Now, though, it's time to dive into the first post-strike geek speak. And at least this time, the news of said strike didn't land right after I finished recording the show. After 118 days, the longest in the Guild's history, almost twice as long as the 1980s strike, SAG-AFTRA made a deal with the studios the Guild says is of, quote, extraordinary scope and, quote, unprecedented provisions, including above-pattern minimum compensation increases, provisions for consent and compensation to project members from AI abuse, establishing a historic streaming participation bonus, provisions protecting diversity, and increased compensation for background performers. Circling back to AI, leaders Fran Drescher and Duncan Crabtree Ireland have said it literally took to the last hours of negotiation for the AMPTP to finally give in on that. It took just minutes after your announcement for cast and crews to begin receiving notification of tentative start dates to salvage what can be saved of this TV season, with network procedurals such as Law & Order, One Chicago, NCIS, along with the Night Court and Quantum Leap revivals, first up with 10 to 13 episode seasons / extensions, as are The Sandman, Yellowstone, and the final season of Stranger Things. But the unionization wave the recent strikes began is just starting, with Walt Disney VFX workers voting last month to join IATSE, the Mouse's animation studio following suit soon after along with Nickelodeon workers. Media consolidation is also far from over, as along with Disney announcing they will purchase the outstanding portion of Hulu that they don't own, CNBC reports Paramount primary shareholder Sherry Redstone has begun feeling out offers for a merger or buyout of the conglom. The New York Times broke that Jon Stewart will be leaving late night again thanks to Apple not wanting to anger its investor overlords due to planned pieces on China and AI. Success breeds imitation, as AMC CEO Adam Aaron told Wall Street during a conference call. The theater chain intends to pursue more concert films following the monster success of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and the expected success of the upcoming Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé, saying their phones have been ringing off the hook. Been a while, but here's a familiar cry of anger and anguish from animation fans. Curse you, Zaslav! Every animation fan's most hated exec struck again, burying in the vault a completely finished Coyote vs. Acme, which would have seen Wile E teaming with lawyer John Cena against the company whose faulty products had denied him that Roadrunner dinner for decades. May get even worse than the vaulting of Batgirl and Scoob 2, are reports of universally positive test audience scores, including from other filmmakers who compared it positively to Roger Rabbit, and strong interest from major streamers that were reportedly ready to hand over more than the $30 million write-down Warner Bros. Discovery is getting. Oh, but wait, a kiddie catastrophe that forced me to delay work on this out of annoyance means that the course may have been reversed, like a certified genius, seeing that tunnel he's headed for is actually just painted on. Puck News first reported that the outcry, along with some reportedly heated discourse between the talent behind the film and the studio, so in other words, John Cena threatened to unleash his five moves of doom, has led Warner's film chiefs Mike DeLuca and Pam Abdi, with new animation head Bill DeMoschetto, to reverse the decision and begin shopping the movie around. Deadline subsequently reporting screenings have been set for Netflix, Amazon, and Apple. The studio has also tried to play the, oh, the tests weren't that good, but at this point it could be worse than the last Space Jam and I still support it. Today's first set begins with singer-songwriter Moon Martin's biggest U.S. chart success, Rolene.
I said, ah, oh, yeah, any road lean. I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long, for so long.
Thank you.
That was New England with Don't Ever Want to Lose You, which cracked the Billboard Top 40 at number 40 on June 16, 1979. Before that was Ian Gom, who co-wrote Cruel to Be Kind, with Hold On, the future theme for Coast to Coast AM, making it to number 18 on October 27th. The set began with Rolene by Moon Martin, which made it to number 30 on October 13th. As Marvel reels from the lowest opening yet for an installment with the Marvels, the expected post-strike schedule shuffle has been confirmed. The wait for Sam Wilson's first cinematic flight as Captain America grows longer, as Brave New World has been pushed back from July 2024 to February 2025, with the soon-to-resume filming Deadpool 3 moving from next May to that July slot. In spite of a cavalcade of behind-the-scenes problems that nearly led Mahershala Ali to walk, the Blade reboot moves from February 2025 slot to next November, while Thunderbolts moves from there to July 2025. Over in the Sony arm, the third Venom has been pushed back from next July to November. Most major overhaul is coming for the Disney Plus wing of the MCU, as those will no longer be run like movies with film execs in charge, no show bibles or pilots, and heavy reliance on post-production and reshoots to fix perceived problems while blocking writers from fixing anything during that process, leading to much contention and even chaos behind the scenes. Instead, they'll be bringing in actual showrunners, starting with Daredevil Born Again. Heads Chris Ord and Matt Corman, along with the episode directors, have been let go, with Punisher and Jack Ryan showrunner Dario Scarpone coming aboard, with Loki directors Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead to retool the 9 episodes already shot of the 18-episode 2 season, also moving away from procedural and back to serialization. Another sign of the changes is the promotion of January's D+ and Hulu release of Echo as the first of Marvel Spotlight, a banner for standalone stories. Next installment will be a celebration of Doctor Who's 60th anniversary, and while most news will be saved for that along with initial reactions to the specials, it should be noted the first, Star Beast, featuring the legendary Miriam Margolis as Beep the Meep, will see the show return to its classic Saturday slot on November 25th on BBC and Disney+. The actual day of celebration, Thursday, November 23rd, will see the premiere on BBC of a colorized and re-edited version of the William Hartnell serial The Daleks, the debut of the murderous Pepper Potts. Carrying us out to the bottom of the hour is Gonzalez with Haven't Stopped Dancing Yet. Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1979, Volume 2, continues on WGXC. Coming out of a set that began with Gonzalez's Haven't Stopped Dancing Yet, which peaked on Billboard Top 40 at number 26 on March 10th. That was followed by another case of heard of, but never actually heard, Japanese duo Pink Ladies' Kiss in the Dark, which made it number 37 on August 4th, before they went on to variety show infamy. Set concluded with Don't Hold Back by Chanson, making it to number 21 on February 21st. Next set begins with a crossover country hit cover of an R&B standard. Here's Barbara Mandrell's take on If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
If it means living without you, I don't wanna be right. If it means sleeping alone at night, I don't wanna be right.
On the other side, rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that wishes would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star. Someone thought of that, and someone believed it, and look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing, and what do we think we might see? Someday
That was the Carpenters' version of Rainbow Connection, the Jim Henson's Kermit original, hopping to number 25 on November 24th, 1979's Billboard charts, before which was Barbara Mandrell's cover of If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right, which made it number 31 on June 2nd. Now to jump into the 90s with Letters to Cleo's rendition of Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind.
Explain. pick myself up off the ground to have you knock me back down again and again. When I ask you to explain, you say you gotta be cool to be kind in the right measure. Cool to be kind, it's a very good sign. Cool to be kind means that I love you, baby. You gotta be cool to be kind,
cool to be kind
in the right measure.
Cool to be kind,
it's a very, very, very good sign.
Today's penultimate set began with Letters to Cleo's cover of Cruel to Be Kind, the Nick Lowe original co-written by Ian Gom, peaking at number 12 on September 29, 1979. Then came one-hit legends themselves, the Weather Girls, performance of Born to Be Alive, the Patrick Hernandez disco classic making it to number 16 on September 29th. Finally, we had Superbus's rendition of Video Killed the Radio Star, the Buggles version stepping into the top 40 at number 40 on December 15th. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with 60 years of adventures in space and time, celebrating Doctor Who's 60th anniversary. Stay safe as we go out with a set that begins with the May 5th number 3 hit, Music Box Dancer by Frank Mills, then fade out with the Brian Reeves remix of Giorgio Moroder's Chase, the original cruising to number 33 on March 31st.